Here is Jimmy Clitheroe as the Clitheroe Kid with Peter Sinclair, Patricia Burke, Danny Ross, and Diana Day in...
Licked by a Stamp.
I'm sorry, Father's not back yet, Mr. Bradshaw.
Oh.
He usually goes for a haircut on a Thursday.
Yes, the last Thursday before Christmas.
Be quiet. It must be very interesting, Mr. Bradshaw, being president of the local bowling league.
Oh, yes, yes. Bowling has many attractions, you know. There's your sport, your exercise, and lots of your clean, fresh air.
At 12 new pence a pint.
I shan't tell you again.
Oh, the boy has got a point there, Mrs. Clitheroe.
Yes, and he'll get smacked on it in a minute.
No. No, your pint of best bitter puts the final crowning touch on your day of battle out on the greens. To sum it up, you could say, win or lose, there's always your booze.
Or as they say on our marvellous telly, I'm only here for the beer in me...
Jimmy! Go and help Susan in the kitchen.
Bowls has been me whole life, you know. Oh, yes. I never married. Although there was a young lady from Preston.
Hey, I know that one. All about putting her vest on. She said this is wrong, it's so blinking long. I simply just can't put the rest on.
Behave yourself. Why didn't you and this young lady get married then, Mr. Bradshaw?
Oh, she jilted me at the altar, she did. Just because she didn't like the honeymoon hotel I'd booked.
Oh, what hotel was that?
The Dog and Partridge, Wigan. See, we had a big bowling match there the same week, so I thought I'd combine your two activities, as it were.
Jimmy, go in the kitchen and help Susan.
Yes, ma'am. Just go in, ma'am.
It's a ladies' game as well, you know, and there's one thing I always look forward to when we play the ladies.
A quick cuddle in the front room afterwards.
Hey! Alfie, what are you doing in that crash helmet and pinny?
Helping your Susan to wash up. Not wash up in me crash helmet, in the bowl. I came in the back door, but I've got to go in a minute. That's why I'm keeping it on. Me crash helmet, not me pinny, Ginny. Ginny pinny. Pinny, get a bit of bowl. I've got a surprise for you.
Surprise? I know. You've eaten our Susan's rice pudding and lived to tell the tale.
I've had enough of your jokes for one night. Either shut up or clear out.
Take no notice, Susan. Look, Jimmy, I haven't eaten any of your Susan's rice pudding.
Why, couldn't you get your spoon through the skin?
No, I mean, look, if you don't stop it, I won't give you the present I brought for you.
What rubbish have you bought for him this time?
Oh, I didn't buy it, Susan.
You mean you pinched it?
Yes, I know. Listen, me mum sent me up in the attic to clear out some old junk and I found me dad there.
And you didn't realise what it was till you tried to clean it with a feather duster and it thumped you for tickling it.
Look, funny boy, either talk sense
or... Or talk like Alfie.
Yes, don't keep coming out with your funny... I'll belt you one in a minute.
Well, come away in the kitchen, Higgy.
I don't get you Scotch geezers. The way you talk, come away in. How can you be away if you're in?
Well, it's like you at the Rose and Crown, Mr. Higginbottom. You're in when somebody else is paying, but away when it's your turn to pay.
Pete, hold his head still while I go for my nutcrackers.
Now, don't you be rude, Jimmy. Susan, has anybody called here tonight?
What? Oh, yes, Grandad.
Yes, I've called, Mr. Sinclair. But of course, I mean, you know that because you can see me, but you couldn't if I was in the other room with the door shut. But not unless you peeped through the keyhole, and you wouldn't do that. You're a respectable man, not a peeping Tom. What did you want me for?
What did I want you for?
The bowl, have you forgotten?
Grandad doesn't want you, silly.
Not unless somebody's pinched his scarecrow.
All right now, Jimmy, that'll do. Susan, has a Mr. Bradshaw called for a meeting?
Yes, Grandad, he's in the living room talking to Mother.
Oh, well, that's fine. Hang on, Higgy, while I go and get them. Excuse me, Alfie.
I'll see if there are any more pots in there, Alfie.
You're right, Mr. Sinclair. I mean, I'll excuse you, Susan. I'll wait here for you. Hey, no, wait a minute, Susan. Oh, I forgot to tell her I'm going.
If she doesn't know that by now, she's dafter than you are.
I don't mean I'm going that way.
Oh.
I've got to go.
Well, it's upstairs, third on the left.
Right.
No, left.
I mean, right, I'm going upstairs. No, I'm not, I'm going home. Look, grab this bag, it's yours.
Oh, thanks, Alfie. What's in it?
I found it clearing the attic out. It's my old collection of foreign stamps. I gave up collecting them when my Auntie Polly stopped going out with that sailor. They're all yours, Jimmy. Ta-da.
Well, how about that, Mr. Higginbottom? A bag full of foreign stamps.
Oh, a bag full of nothing. My Aussie has a stack of them. Worthless they are. And he will keep buying them. I've told him, he's crackers.
Well, perhaps it runs in the family.
What?
No, stamp collecting, I mean.
You better come in the front room for a minute, Higgy.
Right, yeah, Pete, right.
So Aussie's always buying stamps, is he? I think super salesman Jim should go and pay him a visit.
Well, thank you for your hospitality, Mrs. Clitheroe. We must have another chat about bowls sometime.
Yes, Mr. Bradshaw. Are you off now, Father?
Aye, Pat. We'll just do wee down to the pub for an hour.
Hello, what's this on the floor?
Let me see. Oh, Alfie Hall brought me some foreign stamps and I dropped them on the way to Daft Ozzy's. I must have missed that one.
Yeah, let me see. Oh, interesting. Do you collect them, Sonny?
I used to, but one day I was hard up, so I took them to a stamp shop to try and flog them.
Oh, to a stamp dealer, you mean?
No, to a robber, I mean. Ninepence halfpenny for over 300 stamps. Twisters, they are.
Careful what you say, Jimmy. Mr. Bradshaw's a stamp dealer.
Oh.
Aye. And I just might buy this stamp off you, Sonny.
Oh, well, they're not all twisters. Is it worth something, then?
Oh, yes, yes. Look, it's double printed. You see, Mrs. Clitheroe?
Well, oh, yes, yes. It looks like it's printed twice.
Aye, your typical example of a stamp valuable because of a flaw, a blemish. I came across one only the other week. A lad walks into my shop, a lad, something like your son here.
You mean he was a genius as well?
Well, he'd been clever enough to spot a rather rare stamp. We checked it in the catalogue, and hey, presto, he walked out of my shop £15 to the good.
£15?
Oh, that's nothing. The stamp's hidden away, and your old collection's worth hundreds, even thousands.
Get away? How much will you give me for my stamp?
Well, let me see. It's in fair condition. Not all that rare, though. I'll say about 30.
Hear that, ma'am? £30.
Oh, no, son. 30 pence. 30 new pence.
Oh, flipping it.
Well, look, if you don't want the money...
Oh, no, I'll take it. I wouldn't like to offend you.
Look, I've missed your Susan through running errands for you. Did she say anything?
I've told you it was raining. I dashed in, and a minute later she dashed out to catch the bus.
But did she say anything? I mean, did she mention me?
Not unless your name's Cottage Pie. If it is, I have to warm you up in the oven and have you for me tea. So you can stop here, Alfie, and help me.
Yes, as if I haven't already done enough. You ring me up just as I'm leaving work. I dash over to your school and you send me to Ozzy Higginbottom's to pick up something you sold him this morning for 10 new pence. I belt round there in the pouring rain to find it's them stamps I gave you only last night.
Ah, no, quick sale, wasn't it?
Look, what do you want them back for when you've only just sold them?
Well, last night Mr. Bradshaw gave me 30... dirty knees. He splashed me with his bowls. And then, bike.
You what? Look, I said I don't understand why I had to go to Ozzy's for your stamps.
Because he was off school with a cold and I couldn't go to their house. I had to hang on at school till the coast was clear so I could borrow the book.
What book?
A new book we've got in the school library about stamp collecting. Mr. Bradshaw said I should get one.
You know, things have changed since I went to your school.
I know. We have school buses now, not stagecoaches.
I mean, you weren't allowed to take books out of the library in those days.
I know, you're still not.
You took the book without them knowing? Boo, you won't half get the cane.
They'll never know. I'll slip it back in there on Monday morning without whom your Pete knowing. Now, come on, let's get checking.
Oh, so you want to check and see if any of the stamps are worth anything?
Yeah, the stamps you gave me as a present, with Mr. Higginbottom as a witness.
Come on, clever fella, get this flipping book out.
Right, it's here in my satchel. Now, let me see. Exercise book, maths book, mint with a hole, wine gum without a hole. Oh, where the heck's me... Oh, no.
What's up, Wonder Boy?
The stamp book, it's not here. I've lost it.
You are in trouble. Cheerio, see you in hospital.
Oh, wait a minute, Alfie. I need your help. I'm desperate.
And you want me to help, yeah?
Yeah, that's how desperate I am.
Goodbye.
Oh, please, Alfie. Help me to find the book. Please.
All right, then. Now, you had it when you left school. You not left school. I mean, you're not old enough. I don't want to mix you up. When I said left school, you don't leave school proper till you've grown out of being childish.
When are you leaving?
Oh, I left at Easter a long time. I'll go home, I'm warning you.
I'm sorry. Go on, Alfie.
All right. Did you come home on the school bus?
That's it, the school bus. I had a fight with Charlie Thompson just before I got off. I hit him with my satchel, jumped off, and ran home in the rain.
That's it, then. That's it. It got lost in the scrap on the bus. You'll have to go to the lost property office and see if it's been handed in. You know, I lost something on the bus, and for ages I managed without it. Then I heard it had been handed in, so I went and collected it.
Yes, well, now you've got your head back. Why don't you use it?
Because I only put it on in very cold weather. Take your belt, you.
I'm only kidding, Alfie. After you, lost property office, here we come.
Will you get down off that shelf, lad? This is a lost property office, not a supermarket. You don't help yourself here.
Well, we've been here half an hour and all you've found so far is your ballpoint pen and your glasses. And you wouldn't have found them only you sat on them.
Jimmy, don't be cheeky.
You've got a right one there, mister. I'd like to give him a belt.
Oh, only you can't find one. Or if you do, your trousers will fall down.
You've said enough. Come on, get out.
I'm not leaving without me catalogue.
It isn't here, I've told you. There was nothing handed in from that bus.
But you haven't looked.
Because as soon as anything's brought in, I enter it in this book and then I put it on the shelves.
Well, maybe you were out when the bloke handed it in, or you were asleep. I mean, if you were stretched out there, he might have thought you were waiting to be claimed. You said people leave some queer things on buses.
Mister, get him out before I forget I'm a public servant.
Well, I'm one of the public. Serve me. Hey, there's a black boot like mine. Let's have a look.
Come away from there. That's not lost property. It's mine.
No, it's not a stamp book. The girl in the two-way mirror? Is that like Alice through the looking glass?
Put that down, you young monkey. Get out. Go on.
All right, but I'll get me own back. That bus conductor will be in this lost property office next time I travel with him. He'll be looking for his bus.
Alfie, you said you were coming round at 11 o'clock. It's only 10.
No, I know, it's only 10 o'clock, Susan.
Because his little hand's on 10 and his big hand's on 12.
Because my little hand's on 10. Say, shut up, and my hand will be on your little behind.
Behind what?
Behind. Not behind anything, just behind. Your seat. Your sit upon.
Be a devil, Alfie, and say bottom.
Shut up. Look, you'll have to wait, Alfie. I won't be ready for at least half an hour.
Of course, it's Saturday. She'll be washing her neck today.
Why don't you go and do something really funny, like jump off the roof? I'll be as quick as I can, Alfie.
She got you there, clever fella. Did she have the last word?
Well, she's got a bigger mouth. Anyway, never mind her. Let's get these stamps out and check them with this catalogue to see how much money I'm going to make.
Hey, that's a lovely catalogue.
So it should be. It cost me £1 from old Bradshaw's shop.
Who gave you £1?
Nobody gave me it. I sold something to Mrs. Higginbottom for £1 for Aussie.
Well, one of your toys?
No, me anorak.
You what? Hey, but your mother only bought that at Christmas and it were about £5.
Well, I don't need it till the winter and I'll buy 2 with the money I get from me stamps. I had to get this catalogue to put it back in the school library on Monday morning.
Oh, of course, to replace the one you lost.
Anyway, I'd sooner be a bit cold without me anorak than have to bend over when your Pete gets his cane out. Ooh, talk about hot pants. Mine have burst into flames.
Well, I hope you find some of these stamps are valuable. Taylor, let's get started.
Now, you just sit yourself down, Pat. I'll go and put the kettle on.
All right, thanks, Father. Hello, Alfie. You're here early. I thought you weren't coming till 11.
Yeah, but I came at 10 because my little Anne was on 10 and Jimmy asked me to help him with his stamps.
Would you two like a cup of tea?
Yes, please, Mr. Sinclair.
Yes, please, Grandad. Can I have something with it?
What, a biscuit?
No, steak and chips.
Oh. You've only just had your breakfast. You'll get a cup of tea and a biscuit.
Jimmy, it's only an hour since you had porridge, bacon and eggs, fried bread and 2 or 3 slices of toast. You'll finish up as fat as your friend, Ozzy.
Get away. Ozzy has 5 meals a day and his mother gives him sandwiches to take to bed. He can't talk in his sleep. His mouth's too full.
Hey, Jimmy, I was thinking, if he's that much fatter than you, it won't fit him.
What won't fit him?
The new shoes that Ozzy's mother's bought him. Shoes, Jim.
Why won't Ozzy's shoes fit him?
Because he won't fasten over his stomach. Feet, I mean.
Oh, Alfie, there are times when you just talk nonsense.
But there are other times when he just talks rubbish.
Now, the tea will be ready in a minute, then. Here are the biscuits.
Oh, thanks, Grandad.
Pet, shall I go up and get my overcoat now?
Oh, no, Father, there's no hurry. I'm not sending it till Monday morning. Oh, by the way, Jimmy, I'll want your overcoat. I'm sending them to the cleaners on Monday. Then they can be put away till the winter.
All right, Mum. Do you mean me granddad's black coat? The one that old man Steptoe offered him a balloon for?
Very funny. Well, it'll last me a few years yet. That coat was handmade.
It had to be. They hadn't invented the sewing machines then.
Oh, while I'm at it, Jimmy, I might as well send your anorak as well.
What? Me anorak?
Yes, you won't be wearing it for a while.
You're dead right. It doesn't need cleaning, Mum.
Oh, no. Well, just go upstairs and bring it down. We'll see whether it needs cleaning.
But, Mum, you're right, it does need cleaning. I'll get it out for you tomorrow, I hope.
Honestly, the way I let you mess me about, yeah, examining.
Well, as soon as we leave Higginbottom's, you can call at the doctor's.
Ah, oh, shut up. Yeah, I'm sitting there in your house waiting for Susan. Your granddad brings me a cup of tea. Before I have a sip, I have to say I'm not thirsty and I have to take you a message. Your mother must think I'm crackers.
Of course she doesn't think you're crackers. She knows. Come on! Open up there!
You're asking for it, banging on the door like that. Anyway, Bab, I don't know why you're so cheerful. You'll never get your anorak back from holding in bottom, so it's you'll be going to the cleaners to get the blood off.
Don't worry, I'll get the anorak, even if we have to come back tonight and burgle the old grizzly bear's cave.
Never mind we. I'm doing no burgling. Grizzly bear in bottom frightens me in the daylight, never mind at night.
We haven't come to see him. It's Mrs. Bear we want. Come on! Wake up!
All right, all right. There's no need to break it down.
I'm sorry, Mr. Higginbottom. Alfie doesn't know his own strength.
Oh, it was you, was it? Dopey Dan. Well, now you've smashed me door in, what do you want me for?
But I didn't want you. I mean, smash it, bang it. But we haven't come to see you, Mr. Grizzly. We've come to see your wife, Bear. Mrs. Bear. Mrs. Bottom. Higginbottom.
Are you trying to be funny?
No, I can't help it.
Now, shut up. Look, what do you want? We're busy. I'm cleaning out the wash house with Ozzy.
Wouldn't you do better with a brush?
Oh. Don't try and be clever with me. Look, I'll tie your ears in a knot.
Sorry, Mr. Higginbottom. I was just kidding. Can I see Mrs. Higginbottom, please?
No, her mother's taken her to a jumble sale. And don't ask how much we're getting for her.
I wasn't going to. It's nothing to do with me how much you sell her for.
I've warned you.
Mr. Higginbottom, Jimmy sold his hand right to Mrs. Higginbottom. But, well, not for her. It wouldn't fit her. She's too fat. Big! But he's too small. It was for Ozzy, but now he wants it back. Jimmy does, not Ozzy.
I see. I think. You sold the hand right to my missus and now you want to buy it back, right?
Wrong! Oh. I've got no money. I just want to borrow it.
You what?
Only for a few days.
You must think we're mad. Lend you Ozzy's anorak. I haven't forgotten that sledge of Ozzy's you borrowed. You brought back a bundle of firewood.
I didn't smash it. It was Charlie Thompson and the other lads.
Yes, who you lent it out to for threatens a ride. Go on, you're borrowing nothing.
But Mr. Higginbottom, I'm not going to wear the anorak. I just want to have it cleaned. Then I'll bring it back.
You what? You want to borrow it just to pay for it to be cleaned?
Well, I know it probably sounds a bit strange.
No, it doesn't, no. Not from a liar like you, no.
That's not very nice, Mr. Higginbottom. I won't have you calling Jimmy names like that.
Oh, what are you going to do to stop me?
I'll take him away.
Oh, yes. As far away from me as you can get.
Oh, shut up, Alfie. Look, Mr. Higginbottom, I'll tell you the truth.
Hang on. Just let me sit down before I faint.
My mum doesn't know I sold the anorak, and she wants to take it to the cleaners on Monday. You could have it back on Tuesday, all clean. If I haven't got it by Monday morning, she'll murder me.
Well?
Well, I'm in trouble.
And you want me and Ozzy to save you from getting a good belting?
Yes.
You must be joking. Save you? If your mother likes, I'll come and hold you down while she does it.
But, Mr. Higginbottom, I'm Ozzy's best pal.
Best pal? It's only yesterday you flogged him some stamps for 10 pence. And then as soon as you found out they might be worth something, you sent Twithead here to get them back. With no money either.
I sent him 15 pence. 5 pence profit. At least I sent an IOU for 15 pence.
Oh, yes. Only you got Ozzy to sign it. Go on. Clear off. And I hope you can't sit down for a week.
Oh, the big rotten bully. I hope his beard glass leaks.
Well, you've had the anorak. What are you going to do now?
I suppose you couldn't buy me a new anorak on the Never Never. I'd pay you back out of me...
Get lost. You'll just have to warm up and face the music.
It'll be the dead march.
Hey, Clitheroe. Ozzy said I have to take pity on you.
You what? You mean I can borrow the anorak?
Better than that. Ozzy says it's too tight for him, so you can have it back altogether.
Oh, good old Ozzy. My best friend.
Mind, you can't have it for nothing.
Well, I haven't got a pound on me. Mind, I could pay so much a week, say...
Oh, he doesn't want money. He'll swap the anorak for something else of yours. A toy.
Oh, right. Tell him I'll sort out something good for him.
Oh, he knows what he wants. Them roller skates you got at Christmas.
What? But they're nearly new and they were over £2.
Take it or leave it. That's what he wants.
I know what he wants. And I know what he'll get.
Oh, what?
A blinking... My blooming roller skate! Well, that's it then. 437 rotten stamps we've checked, and not one worth anything. You should have left them in the attic with your father.
Wait a minute. This one's worth something. It's in the catalogue, Lou.
Oh, good old Alfie. What's it worth?
Well, in the new money, it'll be £5.
Oh, big deal.
Ah, you got 30 off Mr. Bradshaw for the first one, so that's 35 new pence. That's not so bad.
Not so bad? 35 new pence, and it's cost me a pair of roller skates that are worth £2, you twit.
If you hadn't lost the catalogue, you wouldn't have had to give your roller skates for your anorak. That you had to give for the boot you wouldn't have needed if you hadn't lost it before you bought it after you borrowed it. The first one.
If the stork had brought your brain with your body instead of making two trips, you wouldn't still be waiting for your brain to catch up with your mouth.
I'll give you such a smack in a minute.
Well, what's he doing now, Alfie?
Being cheeky as usual. Just because the stamps I gave him aren't worth hundreds of pounds.
Well, you shouldn't give him anything. You know how ungrateful he is. I wouldn't give him a kind look.
I don't want you to. Not your kind. Alfie, she smiled at the milkman last week as he was going past. His milk turned sour and his horse bit him.
Now, don't you start on Susan.
Oh, ignore him, Alfie. Just don't give him anything else. He never takes care of his things anyway. Well, that stamp catalogue there would have been ruined if it hadn't been for me.
What are you talking about? You've never seen it before.
Who do you think put it in the kitchen drawer where you just got it from?
The kitchen drawer?
Yes, the other night when you were late home and dashed in from school in the rain. It obviously fell out of your satchel, and it would have been soaking wet if I hadn't found it and put it in the kitchen drawer.
Oh, no!
I meant to tell you off about that, but I forgot because I had to dash off to the tennis club meeting.
You big, dozy, stupid sister! This is a different book. That one's still in the drawer, and I've lost my roller skates all through you. I'll strangle
Get off
you.
Me. Get off!
Oh, don't some mothers have dopey daughters?
Those involved with the Clitheroe Kid this week were Peter Sinclair as grandfather, Patricia Burke as mother, Danny Ross as Alfie Hall, Diana Day as Susan, Tony Melody as Mr. Higginbottom, and Brian Truman as Mr. Bradshaw and the Lost Property Man. The recorded program was written by James Casey and Frank Roscoe, produced by James Casey, and starred Jimmy Clitheroe as the kid himself.
Catalogue back to Mr. Bradshaw and he bought it off me, but he only gave me 50 rotten pence because he said it was second hand now. I asked Ozzy to sell me roller skates back, but he wouldn't. Mind, he said I can borrow them any time I like for 10 new pence a day. Oh, aren't some people twisters? Ta-ra! Thank you.